advanced breathing techniques. If you can sing in tune, then when you've mastered this, you could be an opera singer too. This is the way they're taught to breathe, and apparently they live forever. It's basically the same exercise as before, but breathing in much more deeply. So you fill your stomach first, then expand your lower chest, then finally your upper chest. Just as if you were slowly filling up with water. Imagine it pouring down your throat. First your stomach fills up and bulges, then your lower ribs expand, then feel the air filling your lungs right up to your collarbone. Don't tense your shoulders, and then let your breath out in the reverse order. Empty your upper chest first, then your lower chest, then your stomach, finally pushing out the last of the air by pulling in your stomach muscles. Don't do this more than 5 or 6 times in a row. If you've done it right, you'll feel your whole body charged with energy and your mind will be crystal clear. As the weeks go by, you can slowly lengthen the out breath until you're breathing out for longer than you breathe in. Real experts breathe out for twice as long as they breathe in, but to start with, just try breathing in for, say, 6 seconds and then out for 4. Again, if this makes you feel giddy or ill or causes chest pain, stop, and the next time you practice it, take in a bit less air.